A landmark Pulitzer Prize for Music was awarded this Monday. The winner, a complete surprise for many in the music industry. Hip-hop artist Kendrick Lamar is the first musician outside of classical or the jazz genres to be awarded the prize for his album Damn. The recognition is significant for the hip-hop industry as a whole, legitimising the voices of the marginalised, and will have far-reaching effects for our Australian homegrown talent. Nick Palmer has more, and listeners should be aware this contains strong language.
We get a weakness. You gotta see this. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crumb allowance. So fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro and Richard Pryor. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Still a take you down right.
That's Humble, the biggest hit off Kendrick Lamar's 2017 studio album Damn, which has just won him a Pulitzer Prize. The LA-based MC's win is being labelled as a defining moment in the history of hip-hop culture. For many, the achievement comes as a surprise, but for Indigenous artist Neil Harris, who performs as Dreaming Now, it's been a long time coming.
First we'll take that land, take it for our own. As you take a stand, we'll kneel before the throne, kneel before the crown, hands on the ground, and we'll take all the kids. Hush, don't make a sound, nothing but savage.
For me, it's kind of just been a matter of time before the power and the excellence of these voices would be recognised. So the fact that it's finally got to Pulitzer, having a hip-hop artist recognised, it's kind of something that it's, so many rappers over the years, in fact, have mentioned on the Pulitzer Prize in their works. Kind of made sense that it would eventually happen. It's really, I think, just deserves for the massive impact that particularly a lot of hip-hop artists are beginning to have around the world.
The Wire's Veronica Alashina spoke with Dr. Alexander Crook of Melbourne University. For him, the acknowledgement is a strong sign that hip-hop artists are breaking down negative perceptions surrounding the genre and culture at large.
Some of the stereotypes that are perpetuated through especially mainstream media coverage of hip-hop is things like, you know, the pimp, the hustler, gangs, crime and misogyny and that sort of thing. And obviously that's only a small part of what hip-hop culture, you know, represents, and actually sort of is a misrepresentation of hip-hop culture. And so I think that that does sometimes have implications for a lot of the people who are doing amazing work using hip-hop.
Dr. Crook feels that hip-hop music and culture can be an important component in healing social rifts.
If you look at the history of hip-hop and you know, you talk to a lot of hip-hop heads, like, you know, people who have always been into the culture, most people talk about the idea that hip-hop has been able to, a healing experience for them to be able to listen to other artists talk about the stuff that they've gone through or to be able to express it when they're making their own music.
If they don't got a man like mine, they got a cousin, hey, yo, you better be a true friend to him before the shit put an end to him or give a pen to him or lock him in the studio with a mic, because on a rail it might save his life.
For Neil, Kendrick Lamar's win is just another mark of the culture's growing ability to positively influence the youth of his people.
We are starting to see work that is certainly not only of a quality, but of a global standard of excellence, but, you know, the relevance. I think hip-hop out here in many ways, for many people, just hadn't been seen as relevant, but certainly from a black person's perspective, the alignment of and the connectivity of the experience of First Nations people and black peoples globally, there's, as with the mass movements of people generally just fighting oppressive structures and trying to find a better way to go about breaking beyond.
To those on the outside looking in, Kendrick Lamar's moment of triumph might be considered the defining moment in hip-hop's journey. But to those who've been dedicated to the craft and culture and have listened to the messages conveyed by rappers and MCs over the years, it's just another sign of the direction hip-hop has been and will continue heading.
And that's Neil Morris, aka Dreaming Now, ending that report by Veronica Alashina and Nick Parmitar.